You're listening to SBS News.
22-year-old Kamilaroi man Daniel Boyce is hoping to be at the forefront of change within the New South Wales Police Force.
The bond between the communities and police force can be strengthened more and be improved better.
Mr. Boyce recently completed an 18-week training program, which one day will help him do exactly that.
Their respect, vital in Aboriginal communities, number one, remember? That we need to respect. That's one of the main things in Aboriginal communities.
The New South Wales TAFE course seeks to boost the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the police force. IPROUD stands for Indigenous Police Recruitment Our Way Delivery. It was founded in 2008 by Kamilaroi man Peter Gibbs. The concept was inspired by the death of his sister Wendy in police custody in 1997 in the western New South Wales town of Brewarrina.
It took a long time for me to come up with a concept that could transform our relationship with police, particularly here in western New South Wales, where we have in some of our communities predominant Aboriginal population, but very few Aboriginal people make their way into the force and then work in these remote communities. And I think that's what I set out to do many, many years ago. And we're starting to see some of that change in our modern time.
Since its inception in 2008, more than 800 students have completed the course and more than 150 of them have gone on to become police officers. Completing the program does not guarantee admission into the New South Wales Police Academy, but it seeks to fast-track the process. Robert Brown is the IPROUD project coordinator, and he says the pathway program opens doors to other careers too.
A lot of our students go into other roles, the Aboriginal community liaison roles, non-uniform policing roles, things like the New South Corrective Service, and then of course places like Australian Federal Police, Australian Border Force, Australian Defence Force.
Over the 18-week program, students engage in academic, fitness and leadership training. There is also a specific focus on Indigenous culture and heritage. 18-year-old Torres Strait Islander Jessica Arugu-Bailey is an aspiring police officer. She has been learning about the disadvantages and inequalities faced by her community.
Throughout the program, we talked about racism and youth incarceration. And I found out that youth incarceration is a high rate in numbers than non-Indigenous youth. And I believe that that gap needs to be reduced.
7 years ago, Jessica's mother graduated from IPROUD, though Glenda Arugu never pursued a career as a police officer. Being a single mother of four children, she says, presented some hurdles. But her daughter is on track to accomplish what she once set out to do.
It is so exciting. She will fulfil everything, what I've started, because our community need our mob to help our mob.
Australia's only known Indigenous-run police station is a testament to the importance of representation. In Western Australia's outback town of Warrakoona, there are only two officers and both are Aboriginal. They are Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder and Senior Constable Wendy Kelly. Constable Kelly says the community-driven approach to policing is showing remarkable results.
If kids had broken into houses, the community were actually going and getting these kids and putting them before the elders with our participation, and we all worked through it together, so it worked really, really well. And as a consequence, the crime rate did drop.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.